All right, welcome back. Our good friend Glenn Davis joining us here on the show. Soccer Matters, and soccer mattered last night in the city of Houston. Glenn, with an extra hour on Tuesday night, I called the show. Can't wait till the World Cup comes. So we get, I told him, we got to have Glenn Davis on every morning to talk about what's going on in the World Cup when it gets here. And then in 26, holy crap, he's going to have to work his tail off here on this show. Glenn Davis joining us this morning here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What's up?
John, good morning. Hey, by the way, I loved when you called in out of the blue when we were doing the live show down at the Manchester City training session. I thought that was fantastic.
Was he sober?
No.
No. He sounded good. He had his radio voice.
I probably wasn't. I don't remember, but I probably wasn't. So how was it? Okay. 61,000. Was that good, bad? Did you want to sell out? What?
Well, I think they probably always want to sell out, but I think if you put 61,000 people in one place, it's pretty impressive. A couple things that stood out to me was that I actually think there were more Manchester City fans there, but there's a reason for that, because Club America is like maybe the New York Yankees in Mexico, where a lot of Mexican fans do not like Club America because they're Televisa-owned and they're the big corporate team and they get all the big games and have a lot of history as well. But those fans may have been in Manchester City jerseys. And let's face it, this is the Premier League champions 2 years in a row. They're going for a third. But all in all, just a fantastic celebration, very passionate, very World Cup-like atmosphere. And what a big boost for soccer at all levels in Houston.
You mentioned Man City. Star of the night for them was Kevin De Bruyne. We've been trying to figure out exactly how to say that name. I was listening to John Champion say it during the goal, and I bring that up because in the middle of the goal celebration, he brought up what's at stake for Kevin De Bruyne. You have the potential for a Champions League title and also a World Cup, being that he is on the Belgian national team. I want to kind of stretch this to world soccer. Who has the most pressure as far as winning a Champions League finally, Man City or PSG?
Well, that's an interesting question. I think they're both trying to very much covet that. I would think Guardiola. I don't know. You know, if you're a PSG fan, you're going to say PSG. If you're a Man City fan, you're going to say Man City. I think Man City, because that's one of the reasons why Guardiola has been brought there. Yet, you know, the degree of difficulty in winning the Premier League title year after year after year is pretty stunning. And, you know, like, I had this conversation with somebody and a lot. I just find it amazing how Guardiola, Klopp, those two teams are heads above everybody. All right, let's face it, when it comes to consistency, style of play, attractiveness, and how they can get these guys to perform and be that consistent game after game. Even when they lose, they're generally the better team in all data and statistical categories. I just find it fascinating, these guys, the way they lead their teams and what type of performances they can get out of these multi-million-dollar athletes on a consistent basis. And, you know, anybody who watches the Premier League knows those two teams really are heads above everybody else.
You talked about their preparation, and you mentioned the managers. When you call games, you're getting prepared for games, you're getting stuff ready for your show.
I had his book, his preparation book, that I actually gave back to him, but I wanted to keep it.
That was nice of you. That was nice of you. When you're not calling a match, watching one, when you just want to sit down and watch a match for fun, who are the teams, who are the tacticians that you enjoy watching the most?
Yeah, that's a great question. I go to teams that aesthetically play the game, with a lot of movement, a lot of mobility, teams that, you know, have individuals that combined with their tactics, their movement, their mobility, can make special plays, right? So, you know, I love watching a Man City. I love watching a Bayern Munich. I love watching Copa Libertadores in South America because there is an off-the-rails feeling to that. And while watching Copa Libertadores, I can look at kind of players that maybe Major League Soccer is going to target, right? Like Julian Alvarez last night from River Plate, you know, I don't know, 2.5 weeks ago, I'm watching him play for River Plate in the Copa Libertadores and in a concrete stadium with fans going nuts. which is very, very different than a Premier League setting. And now he's out here with Kevin De Bruyne in Man City, and to see him integrated also to me is really, really interesting. To see Haaland eventually integrated into a Man City team, these are the things that I just find really fascinating, and I think this is what you guys like too in sports. You like seeing how different players will integrate with different teams. So there's so much soccer out there to watch now, which is challenging for MLS, that you know, you can really, it's soup du jour. And I like watching American players performing on top clubs as well.
What do you think about, as we head towards the World Cup, the Americans and getting ready and everything? How are we looking, Glenn?
I'm very optimistic about this U.S. team, and this is the one thing that really jumps into my brain. All the World Cups that we've participated in, you know, we've had these unbelievable, the ones we've been successful and advanced in, we've had these incredible, you know, we're applauding the cavalier spirit of the American athlete. Look at the fight and the determination. And then we get that backed up with outstanding goalkeeping, right? And that's kind of been our World Cup modus operandi. This group of young guys at 20, 21, 22, who are making this their own national team, they're unprecedented. They're playing on Juventus. They're playing on Dortmund. They're playing on Barcelona. They're playing on Chelsea. This is unprecedented times for American soccer players. And they're playing as young guys, and they're getting minutes. And I think for once in a group with Wales, England, and Iran, we are going to see a more progressive United States team that's going to be willing for large portions of the game to take it to an opponent. And they have the horses to do that athletically. The biggest thing will be, obviously, it'll be a first World Cup for a lot of people. It's a little bit of point of contention around the goalkeeping position. But I think that's the really interesting thing for me to see going into this World Cup. You know, we're not sitting back against Wales. We're not sitting back against Iran, right? So I think that's something to really keep an eye on.
Yeah, growing up as an American soccer fan, going into these World Cup matches, it was pretty much hold, hope for a chance. It will be a bit of a change. And you mentioned the talk around the goalkeepers. You have Zach Steffen, Man City player, going out on loan. You have Matt Turner going to Arsenal. One looking for opportunities to play, leaving a big club. The other going to a big club and not probably going to play. How do you think those two situations will affect who's the first choice keeper when it comes to the World Cup?
Yeah, well, whoever's playing more is going to have the upper hand. I mean, I think that's why Zach Steffen made the move. I mean, you know, he was solidly the number two. They bring in Stefan Ortega, Man City, who, by the way, played last night. They played a couple of their new guys. They played Julian Alvarez as well. And I think Calvin Phillips came on in the second half. Honestly, it was hard to watch the game because there was just so much talking. Do not try to watch a game when you go to a suite. That's my advice. But
talking to the wrong guy, Glenn.
Yeah. Why would you go anywhere other than a suite? Okay.
Well,
because they got a bar right there, Glenn.
Yes, and we had our great, I had with me my great presenting sponsor of Soccer Matters, John Daspit of the Daspit Law Firm.
Oh, so that's awesome.
That was good. He had a great time. He's a big soccer fan, too, by the way, and that's not just somebody on the radio saying that. He really is. But, yeah, I think the Zach Steffen thing is fascinating. He's going to Middlesbrough, and you know, he's going to be hopefully getting first-team minutes, and then we'll see what happens with Turner. Does he get loaned out? Does he, you know, compete for the job? If he does and he's not getting games, who knows? But look, they've all played in Gold Cups. They've all played in big games before. That's one to keep an eye on, though, I think, that you bring up.
Staying in the Premier League, newly promoted Fulham has a couple of Americans, particularly Anthony Robinson, will get his chance to show what he's capable of against the best players in the world. Do you think he is an entrenched member of that back four?
For the U.S.?
Yes.
Yeah, I think he is a left. I mean, he's definitely the incumbent in the left back position. He's got a great engine getting forward up and down. There's a guy that got brought in a while back, and I like him because, you know, again, to a progressive U.S. team and being a team that can press in higher areas of the field to win the ball closer to an opponent's goal, you know, he's one of those guys, and he's going to bring you width. and get you some delivery from a wide area. So, I like him a lot. I think a lot of people like him.
That's Glenn Davis. Last night, big night for the city of Houston, the friendly Club America and Man City going at it. And great stuff. I just wanted to get your take. We want to get your take as we head to the World Cup, Glenn. Any news, we are going to get to Glenn. Tuesday night, still, I mean, you were on at 6 last Tuesday, right?
Well, the guys on the wheelhouse were nice enough to move the schedule around because, you know, we were trying to do it around the Man City training session, and I was in New Jersey, and I was just sitting there thinking, you know, this would be a really cool thing to do. And, you know, to get down there live, be around it, be able to come back from breaks and, you know, mention what Guardiola's doing and what Haaland's doing and De Bruyne's doing. And, you know, again, this soccer community has got so many people. I mean, look, every single person who bought a ticket last night, I mean, this is the reason why we're getting the World Cup here. Okay, the reason why we're getting the World Cup is top to bottom at every level of the sport. We got incredible passion. We got people from all over the world. At the end of the day, you got to fill stadiums, and Houston has done that for the big international content.
Absolutely. Yeah, what a great night. Glenn, we appreciate it, man, and we will talk to you again soon. Anything that happens, make sure you check in. Soccer Matters, Tuesday nights right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Glenn Davis, thanks, bud.
Guys, thank you. And John, to all of you at the station, I mean, it's very meaningful that mainstream guys like you recognize the sport in a big way, enjoy it, or passionate about it. That is a huge thing. So I just want to make sure I remind people of that. So thanks for having me on.
Appreciate it. That's Glenn Davis, the foremost authority on soccer here in the city of Houston, maybe in the nation.
He's a great ambassador for the sport.
He is. Has been. We appreciate him. 944 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5.